Good morning, everyone. I just quickly want to start up here. For those that doesn't know me, my name is David. Yeah, it's such a privilege to stand here this morning. Just to come as a son and just come share what the Lord laid on my heart. I really believe, and I'm excited about this message this morning. I've actually, there was two ways that the Lord took me, and the first one was through Matthew 7, verse 7. And it's, those that seek will receive, those that knock, the door will open, and those that ask will pray. I turn it around now. So, yeah. And but as I was preparing that, the Lord come and shift my whole preach into, I've actually had such a nice topic for it, but yeah, he actually come and changed my whole teaching or preaching this morning, and I really believe that the Lord wants to come and install something beautiful for us this morning. And for those that love to have topics, my topic this morning, I just quickly want to drink water, I just wait till you can beat the drums along. So the topic this morning is Lewe Liefde in Afrikaans. In English is live love. So yeah, I want to start off with a statement. Live life without love is just an existence. Life without love is just in existence. Love is not just a feeling that rises and falls with circumstances. It is not defined by our emotions, by how much attention I've got or receive, and it's not by human validation. I hope that's clear. That love is not just a feeling that rises and falls with circumstances. It's not defined by emotions, by attentions, and by human validation. It's that thing of, yeah, oh, you found me. You said it, Nit. No, I love you, and you know you love me. So, yeah, that's, we sometimes so used to, and we sometimes go around that. Someone must praise us. Someone must give us a hand on the shoulder and say, you're doing good. Yes, something's good. But we must not walk to seek that thing. So yeah, we can't decide. Marnus, I can't even say to you, lift him, need lift anyone. Huh? Is it so? Can I decide to love you or not to love you? I mean, love is not a choice. Even though we made it a choice, the worldly system made it a choice that we can love and we cannot love someone. And I can love Marnus because of how he looks. Isn't that so? How he dressed? He's like, Marnus, he's quite on vandaag, ne? Huh? Ik lief je niet meer, huh? Or where he stays, or how he treat me, or how he loved me back. Does that determine how we must love each other? No. And also the one thing is that, Marnus, it's like, what happened in your bank, jong? Ik ga jou meer lief hê wat jy wil sê. That must determine how we love each other. In 1 John 4, verse 8, it says that whoever doesn't love does not know God, because God is love. Whoever does not, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And as we read in this portion of Scripture, we see that love has a source. You agree with me? And that source is God. God is the very nature of love. Love is the very nature of God. Louise, jy kan so lank daai Volgende. By reading the following scriptures, I just want to say, actually, just that so that we can see and understand when we say that God is love. And just to see, right, where does it come from? Yes, we heard now that God is love. But I just want to, the first scripture is John 3, verse 16. And we all know it's written by the apostle of love. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down. Sorry, not 1 John, John 3, verse 16. I was wondering, for God so loved the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The second verse is Romans 5, verse 8. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The next scripture is 1 John 4, verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And then Romans 8, 38 to 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life will be able to separate us from the love of God. We can see in this portion of scriptures that God is not just a loving God, but God is love. He is the source of love. It's not first love, then God. God is the source of love. And that's why I've asked throughout those questions to Marnus and make him so. all that we know about love is rooted in the character and in the nature of our Almighty God. You can agree with me this morning. The very definition of God is love. God is the one that teaches us how to love one another. You can agree with me this morning with the statement that I'm beginning with, is that God is love. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Thank you. Isn't this profound that God, who created the universe, the most powerful being ever, loves you personally? Franz, God loves you personally. Isn't it wonderful? And that even though way back when we didn't know him, when we will still live in a sinful world as a sinner, he loved us. We didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it. But still, he loved us. Can you just, to your partner, the guy next to you, your brother and sister next to you, just tell him, God loves you. Get on. God loves you. And God loves you. God loves you. Yanni, God loves you. Amen. Isn't it beautiful? God loves me. Wow. Amen. Amen, brothers. Amen. And say amen. Nee, say harder. Amen. Yes. Amen. Woo. Het God vir julle ook lief? Huh? Het God vir julle ook lief? Did God love you also? Huh? Did God love you?
Yes.
Say, say harder.
Yes, he loves me more than you guys can. Yes. And he loves us.
Yes, amen. God het vir julle ook lief, nee? En het julle vir God lief? Huh? Jy het vir God ook lief?
Ja.
Jy het vir God lief? Huh?
Jy het vir God lief, sê ja.
Ja.
Amen. Yes, amen. Is it beautiful to also get them part of the service? I just want to quickly get a sip of water. In Matthew 22, verse 35 to 38. You can put that on for me so long. Here we read about a teacher of the law that was asking Jesus the following question. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is a great commandment. Notice that Jesus didn't say to love God is a choice. It's also not a recommendation. It's also not a suggestion. It's a direct order. It's a command. Do you hear this? It's not a choice. It's a direct order. I want to ask you this morning, how do you love him? Can I ask, when do you love him the most? When do you love him the least? Is that how we must live? Is he really the first lover of your soul, of your mind, and of your body, of your whole being? When we love God with all our hearts and our minds, we need to put him first in every area of our lives. This is the kind of love that goes beyond words. It changes and shapes our priorities, our decisions, and how we walk daily, how we interact daily with people. That is what hierdie tipe liefde vir ons doen. If it not changes you, then you're not at the right place. If you say, I love God, but you struggle to love, to display love, to show love, you are the wrong place. Your motives are wrong. It's all about loving and worshiping him, not just on a Sunday, like this morning, or a Wednesday evening when we are gathered together in communities, but it must be from Monday to Sunday, 24/7, we need to love him with all our heart, with all our souls, with all our minds. And that is not just a choice or a feeling, it is a command, as we heard what Jesus said. This is a command that you love your God. The way you and I love God may be the only Bible that some people will read in the world out there. I'm going to say it again. The way you and I love God might be the only Bible that the people in the world, even the people that sit next to you, might ever read their Bible. And again, I'm going to ask you, do we really love God with all that we are? Or is it just the oppervlakkige liefde? Sometimes how we feel when we are up there, yes, Lord, we love you. But when we are down there, oh, Lord, I struggle to love you. Do we really love him as the first lover of your soul? Can you put on verse 39, Eloise? And the second is like that. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, this is a lekker part. This is a lekker one. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Ooh, ouch! You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And again, it is written in 1 John 4, verse 7. Let us love one another. Let us love one another. For love comes from God. Am I right to say this morning that love is the foundation of our Christian faith? You agree with me this morning? That we can see, as we have read and as we have talked about earlier, that love is the foundation of our Christian faith. If we claim to know God, but don't show it through our actions, our claim is false. And Keenan said that altijd so lekker, ouch! And if we claim to love God, and don't show it through our actions, our claim is false. We are called to love one another. In 1 Corinthians 13, kan ons duidelijk zien wat liefde is en wat liefde niet is. We can see what love is and what love is not. Love is not self-centered. Love is not self-centered. It is not boastful. It is not proud. It is not envious. It is not revengeful. Like guy, throw me some words and I want to love. I want to, love is not revengeful. So I just want to throw it out there. I know you guys, you're not like that. Love is not rude. Or love is not easy angered. It does not keep grudges or delight in evil. It does not keep grudges or delight in evil. Instead, love aims to do good to others. It is kind. Love is patient. Love is forgiving. It's always full of trust and hope. Love will never fail us. Love will never fail us. Can I, those three guys that I've asked, can they come to the front, please? Yeah, you can put that, the next scripture you can put it on.
Yes, 1 Corinthians 1 says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
And verse 2 says, and if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
If I give away all I have, and if I have delivered unto my body to be burned, I have not love. I gain nothing.
Sorry, can you just read it again? I think this is so profound. We really have to grasp this thing.
So if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
If I give away all I have, and if I have delivered up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing.
Thank you, guys. Just stand for a few seconds. What did you just read here? It's actually us. These three guys here display, when they read those portion of scriptures, it's actually displaying us. I mean, we prophesy in church. We give in church. We work in church by giving ourselves. Isn't this profound? What it says on these three portions of scripture. That to love someone is not measured by how gifted you are. I'm going to say it again. To love, our love is not measured by how gifted you are or by how powerful you are. You can jump as high here on the, when you worship, you can jump as high as you can. It's not, love is not measured by our works. It's not measured by our giving. Even by our church attendance. You can come here every Sunday. You can go to community every Wednesday. Love is not measured in those things. Genuine love is not love until it is given away. Thank you, guys. I'm going to say again. Genuine love is not love until it is given away. As the Father has gave His Son to come die on the cross for us, He gave Him even though we didn't deserve Him. The same as with us. How easy are you giving your love away? Or is it so self-centered that you find it difficult to love? In closing, we're almost there, people. I hope you guys are awake. Amen. I hope you guys are awake. We will not be long. I think it's Kieran say we can stop at around about 10:45. So yeah, no. Now you ask me, okay, right, David, but yes, you say we must love God, we must love our neighbors, we must love our brothers and sisters. But how do I practically love them? And I want to show you by Scripture, not what David said. I want to show you with Scripture, what does the Bible say, what does the Holy Spirit say, what does Jesus say, what does God say, how we must love our brothers and sisters. The Scriptures will not be on there. I'm just going to read it. It's complete Scriptures, this. It's 6 different Scriptures that I want to show to you, practical, demonstrate to you how we need to love. Scripture number 1. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo yourself in showing honor. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or empty pride, but in humility, consider others more important than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Therefore, that's the third scripture. Sorry, that was the second. The third one is, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with hearts of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive any complaint you may have against someone else. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which is the bond of perfect unity. The fourth scripture. Serve one another with love. Serve one another with love. Show hospitality to one another without complaining. Phew. Huh? Ouch. Huh? Show hospitality to one another without complaining. Love must be sincere. That's the last portion of Scripture. Love must be sincere. This is the practical way. There's more, but the 6 portions of Scriptures is the practical way we need and we must do in order to love our brothers with a genuine love, with a sincere love. We are not going to like everyone. Am I right, Christian? We're not going to like everyone. That's true. I mean, we're not going to like everyone. That's just the reality. But, there's a but in it. We are commanded to love everyone, regardless of how we feel about that person. Am I right? I'm going to say it again. Because that's the thing that I really feel that's so pivotal for us. We are not going to like everyone. I mean, some of you guys, it doesn't go well with me in it, but it's fine. But I know that Jesus commanded you to love me for who I am, for what I am. Even though I don't have a lot of hair, but that's also fine. So yeah, we can only reflect the love of God if we stay connected to the source of love. Say it again. We can only reflect the love of God if we stay connected to the source of love. This laptop, yeah, has a temporary battery as a source. If I'm not plugging in the charge after a while, it will go dead. Then I can't work it anymore. You hear what I'm saying? This laptop got a temporary battery. And if it's like now, it's sitting at 75%. If I'm not around about 30%, plug in the charger, this thing will go dead. Then I can't work on this laptop anymore. And that's the same with us. If we stay not staying connected to God, who is the source of love, it will be impossible for us to truly love the way He commanded us to do. It will be impossible if we not tap into the source 24/7, daily, when it's easy, when it's difficult, when it's on a, or as a net so lekker, dear slide, dear lever. We need to connect it to the source, that's God Himself, so that we can love that difficult guy. I'm going to ask you the following question. Do we have any difficult people in our lives? You can say yes. We have those ones, yes. We have them. Do we have any high maintenance people in our lives? Can I say a yes? Those are there. Are there people who don't always behave Christ-like? Yes. You're getting those people? The question is, will we be able to love these people out of our own source of ability? Will we be able to love them out of our own source, out of our own strength? We don't think so. As we just use the laptop as an example, we will only be able to love them when we are connected to the supply source of love, and that is God. I'm going to say it again. We will only be able to love them when we are connected to the supply source of love, and that is God. We need to love one another because God loved us. Let us live a life that's demonstrating, that is showing His love through us.